Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott is a 7-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He is, folks, he is a certified information system security professional, CISSP. There are like 100 of them on the planet, especially when you throw in the fact that he's an attorney. That narrows him down. There's really only 4 of them in the galaxy with those credentials. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. He's our cybersecurity expert. He's our good friend, Scott. Welcome back.
Always great to be here. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always. So cyber crime is growing significantly. We're hearing more and more examples of ransomware becoming effective, them actually working in hospitals and municipalities, smaller towns, smaller cities around the country.
Sure.
I've got a friend who's got a pretty good sized small business. He's probably got 300, 400 employees across the country. It's still a small business, family owned, and their email network was hit with ransomware.
Mm-hmm.
And these are smart people. These are not, you know, they're not a bunch of, you know, they're not backward in any way. And it didn't get into their main network. It was just in their email, but they got hit. And I still haven't heard what they're doing about it. But this phishing, this spear phishing to deliver these bad cyber weapons, it's increasing, isn't it?
It is, and it's getting more and more sophisticated. It used to be you could look for things like misspelled words or obvious mistakes, but now they're getting better and better. Everything looks really convincing, and that's really trouble because it's that much harder to catch.
Well, especially when you got people who click on things who anybody would have picked out. They just don't pay attention. But what they're doing, I think they're doing more and more is they're able to track your – if they're spear phishing, they're able to track your activity enough to find out if – you know, what spear phishing means, folks, they're coming after you. You're the catch for this net that they're casting. You're the one they're looking for, not you responding to a thousand fish that are in their net. And when they're coming after you, they're going to design an email that – looks like something you would be getting, doesn't it, Scott?
It sure does. And, you know, people inadvertently give out a lot of the information when you're posting on social media.
Yeah.
Let's say you put something on Instagram like, you know, had a great time at the conference in Austin last week. And then an attacker can look at this and go, okay, so I mentioned this conference in Austin. They'll see what type of conference it is. You know, at a conference you often meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
And someone will come up afterwards like, Jim, hey, it was great talking to you at the conference, this talk. And you're going, okay, did I meet this guy? You know, and that's a natural reaction, and that's a
right.
way in because it seems like there's some familiarity there, but it's not real.
Well, yeah, and they will say something. Here's the active ingredient, folks. Here's the smoking gun. It'll say, hey, we were talking about this certain thing, and I thought you
mm-hmm.
I'm going to send along this article that I thought you might like. Click on this link to the article.
That's a nice one.
Yeah. And so now you're caught. And this is the cybercrime profits are close to $4 billion now, aren't they?
They are. And actually, with this particular report, one thing to always keep in mind, this report comes out of what's called IC3, which is the Internet Complaint Center through the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a number like $3.5 billion, which number on this one, that sounds huge, except consider a lot of places just don't report these things.
Mm-hmm.
I've certainly run across some awfully big crimes where the companies just wanted to keep it hush-hush. They wouldn't mention anything. And in this particular, with that $3.5 billion, the biggest number on there, not by number of incidents but by cost, was something called the BEC, or Business Email Compromise scam.
Wow.
That basically it's a way to trick a company into wiring out money. Like one way might be, let's say you're an employee at a company, you'll quote unquote update your direct deposit information to HR, and HR wires it out to the new information, but of course it's not really the employee and it's going to a scam artist. Someone pretends to be like the CFO at a company and orders, send this out today, right now, and no one can reach the real CFO in that time. It's not an accident, and then out goes the cash. There was an incident a couple of years back with a company out in Austria where they literally lost $17 million on one of these. Because the CEO, they tracked it when he was out of town. They pretended to be him, and he ordered it to be sent out right away, and before they could actually reach him, it was gone.
Wow. That's amazing. Unbelievable. Hold on to that thought, Scott. Folks, we're going to come back and talk some more, probably get scared a little bit more, from a good report from Scott Arno right after the break. 20 Tail. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.